Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The game.
It's time for the road to the college football playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How long are you going to debate betting this game? More on that coming up. We're going round and round on this one.
Well, you answer me.
Guys are hitting me up and they're going, don't do it. Now, Falcons' money line is the play. The spread is probably not the play. More on that coming up.
All right. AJ, thanks for
the advice. You answer me.
Let's talk to Mike Griffith. Dog Nation. Mike Griffith, man. We got so many questions, brother. Did Georgia answer enough questions to say they are a team that should be contending for the national title after what we saw at Tennessee in your mind?
Yeah, but the issue is there's about 15 teams like that right now. I mean, there's so many. You know, the one question you ask is has the Big Ten elevated? They bought up some of the best players in the SEC. I mean, Ohio State won a national title with Alabama safety, and now they got a former Alabama quarterback. So has the Big Ten moved ahead, and they don't play the schedule, right? So does Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, because they're in the Big Ten, because they're not going to play the attrition, they're not going to play the games that the SEC is going to play, they're not going to play the four-quarter games, they're not going to play the level of competition, they're not at risk for loss week to week. All you got to do is look at the top 25. We got 11 SEC teams in there. That's a lot of potential teams that can knock you off. So the Big Ten, I think, has an inherent advantage when it comes to the playoffs. Right now, in perfect world, even. But by the end of the year, these SEC teams getting beat down, right? Because they got to play four-quarter games. They can't develop depth. Guys get hurt. But, yes, in terms of the national championship competition, for sure. And because everybody's growing with this transfer portal now, it's a season of development. And it's all about just making the playoffs. We got to get rid of the old mentality, right?
Right.
It's not the top two teams, not the top four teams. Hey, just survive. Just make it to the playoff. And then it's who's best in the playoff. So, yes, I think so, because I think Georgia's a playoff team.
We'll get to the defense and the pass rush in a second. But, I mean, Kirby made the comment that Gunner kind of grew up. We talked about, you know, big moments, neutral site. But, I mean, there's nothing tougher than kneeling. I know that fourth down throw will live forever, Mike. But how impressed were you with his effort?
Well, yeah. I mean, hell yeah, he grew up. I mean, he completed a 28-yard touchdown pass on fourth down with 102,000 people in his ear on national television in his first world start. Okay, that's the grit, the poise, the gumption that Kirby has seen in this kid. Same with London Humphreys. I mean, you know, Georgia gets his transfer from Vanderbilt. We're like, what the heck? You need somebody to help them with their studies or something? No, he can play. Really, he can. This guy right here, he looks like he ought to be selling cookies or something, you know? No, he's a player. London Humphreys is the real deal, folks. You saw it. You saw the catch. What's amazing, Kirby said they didn't even practice that route together. He doesn't even know if London has ever even run that route with Gunner. And you're like, and that's it. And credit Bobo. Hey, man, it's 4th and 7. We're all thinking they're going for the first down. Tennessee's thinking it, too. They're guarding the sticks. Kirby says, go over the top. Boom. Or Bobo says that. Let's give credit where due. There's been a lot of questions about Mike Bobo. And he called a hell of a game. 4th and 3, first quarter, conversion. Do you know Georgia's 5 of 5 on fourth down conversions? That's play calling, guys. First play in overtime, 25-yard line. Trots out a run, playing a shift they haven't seen the whole game. Georgia's been keeping it up their sleeve for the right moment. Boom, springing on him, 21 yards. Mike Bobo. Give credit where it's due. He built an offense around Gunner's skill set. But this is what we have to realize. This is what Gunner can do. There's things Gunner can't do. And other teams now have that book. Notre Dame had that book. But now, look, this guy can throw a fade. He can throw a fade on you now. He can put it in a bucket. Can't throw the laser over the middle. can't put in a tight window, you're not going to take those chances if you're Kirby anyway. Two-thirds of Georgia's pass yardage came after the catch. That tells you short, controlled passing game. Defenses creep up. They squeeze you. Every now and then he's going to have to hit a deep one. Keep him honest. Scrambling ability. Gunner's learning. Hey, you ain't going to beat these SEC linebackers to the sideline. You're going to have to scramble a little different. You need to step up through the pocket, hit the honey spot in the middle of the field. So, yes, a ton of growth. Most importantly, the teammates now. Okay, because if we're being honest, he was the quarterback when they beat Texas.
Right.
He didn't carry him in the second half against Longhorns. Threw an interception that could have cost him. Fumbled. He didn't carry him against Notre Dame. He didn't look good in the G-Day game. He was inconsistent. Kirby questioned his decision-making. And in the first two games, he didn't have a chance to look good because they didn't do anything. Now the teammates know, man, Gunner's a dog. He's going to come through. So he has his teammates' confidence now. That is the biggest thing that came out of this, is that his teammates know he's not going to fold under pressure. Because that's a moment. You guys know it. That's that moment, that oil painting moment, that throw, that is, you know, there's going to be people talking to Gunnar Stockton about that until the day they put him in a casket. They're going to remember that play. That was a moment in Georgia football history to win the ninth game in a row in the series on the road. So huge in that capacity, yes. He took a big, big step.
Mike Griffith, Dog Nation, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Dogs and Bama next week. Can Georgia's secondary avoid giving up those plays that they gave up against Tennessee, against Alabama? Does that scare you a little bit with the wide receivers that Bama has?
Well, it scares me with the type of coverage you're trying to play. I mean, if you're going to isolate guys one-on-one, number one, you better have a pass rush. You know, they only sacked Aguilar once. I'm just as concerned about that. First of all, the other team's got to have time to throw that route, right? And if he's got time to set up and throw a 45 yards downfield, somebody's not getting home in time. So the pass rush works together with the secondary. So, yeah, we know you're going to hang these guys out on islands. And when you do that, sometimes they're going to get beat. And let's face it, I don't know about you. I'm going to admit, I'm a college football writer. I'm supposed to be an expert. I didn't know who the hell Chris Razzle was before that game. Oh, some transfer from Tulane. Oh, that's nice. That's from Tulane? That monster? Is he related to Randy Moss? I mean, good God, he's 6'5". He runs like the wind. He jumps 36 inches. That guy's a dude, man. So let's give a little credit there. Tennessee had some players now. I'll be honest. I didn't know about that cat, man. He went on the preseason All-SEC team I saw. So that's part of it, is give them credit. Aguilar threw a good ball. Let's give credit where credit due. That's how you got to beat Georgia. How many other teams are going to have a quarterback that, A, is going to have the time to throw, B, can make that throw, C, have a receiver that can high point the ball over those DBs? So give credit where it's due. Yes, Kirby's going to play an aggressive defense. Yes, Ryan Williams is going to test them. He tore them up last year. And, yes, they have to get better. But remember, guys, 54% of this roster, first or second-year players, 54% of this roster had never stepped foot in Neyland Stadium for a football game.
Great point.
And that's their opener, right? And that's their first road game. And you're playing a hurry-up offense. So not only are you taking a test, you're taking a time test. Nobody else is going to press you like that to be lined up right.
It's a Mike Griffith, guys, from Dog Nation. We'd love to get him on each week, talk about the Dogs, get his take. Chris Cole's got the two sacks. The sacks are coming from the linebacker core. So to your point about Alabama, I mean, does Kirby continue to get aggressive with blitzes? Or, I mean, is the solution on this roster, or are they going to have to gimmick it?
Well, you got to mix it up. I mean, zone blitzes, not just all-out blitzes and taking chance, but zone blitzes, simulated pressure. Remember they took the movement away? Remember that pre-snap movement that we used to see? You can't do that anymore. That was a weapon in Georgia's arsenal. They were very good at that shift right before the snap. They can't do that anymore. So that's part of this, too. That was one of the things Georgia did well. Yes, to answer your question, they're going to have to find a way to get pressure, and they're going to need to get better play in the trenches. Now, Christian Miller did his job. Griffin's a freshman. I think he did fine. But what are these other guys? Is Jordan Hall going to play the Devontae Wyatt to Jordan Davis? Is he going to be that dude? How about Xavier McLeod? Is he ready to do that yet? Like, you got to find a solid D-line that can handle those run gaps, because Tennessee was cutting some runs, too, now. Can those linebackers that are as experienced as they are, can they cover? You know, that was a question. There was a lot of green grass, and part of that's the Tennessee offense and the way they spread you. But think about this. In the three previous games against Tennessee, the Vols didn't score more than 17 points. and they didn't have a quarterback throw for more than 200 yards. Joey Aguilar did that in the first quarter. So how much of that is Tennessee being that much better versus Georgia? Mm-hmm. Not quite as good.
Mike, where are you at? Mike Griffith joining us. Where are you at on some Georgia fans saying we should have a blackout game for next week against Alabama? Mike and I discussed this. Where are you at on the blackout thing?
I wouldn't do it.
Thank you.
I don't think you need any distraction. You know, to me, that's, you know, Kirby pulled, you know, remember when Kirby pulled that stop out? I'll remind you. They had just lost to Florida. It was 2020, the COVID year. It was the first time in 3 years that Georgia played a football game where they did not control their postseason destiny. In other words, their season was out of their hands. Now that Florida beat them, they needed Florida to lose. It wasn't going to happen. So everybody's dapper's down. And if you remember that night, they couldn't run the ball on Mississippi State. The team was not playing well. The team needed something. Thank God JT Daniels arrived and threw for 400 yards because it wasn't happening. So the blackout jersey was Kirby recognizing that his team needed something. You know, something, because these coaches are, you know, they can figure out how the locker room's going. Right. Everybody's dapper's down. You've lost this big game. Richie LeCount's out after a motorcycle injury. Jordan Davis has got the elbow. Two of your leaders aren't playing. You just lost. You're coming home. You're playing a ho-hum opponent. What's Kirby going to do to bring some juice? There's no 20,000 fans in the stands. So he pulls out the black jerseys, right? He got to do something. The players want it. Okay, guys, if this will make you play hard, get excited. Mm-hmm. Sort of worked. So I think it's a drastic measure, and I think it's a necessary measure. And when you've got a brand like Georgia, why go away? You're going to see the Dallas Cowboys wear blackout jerseys, really? The Green Bay Packers.
I'm with you.
I mean,
it's iconic.
New York Inc.
It's iconic.
That's it. And when you beat Alabama, don't you want the pictures of that win over Alabama to be in a uniform you recognize?
For sure. For sure. It's a
so
great
that's
point.
My argument for
no,
it.
Look, right on. Mike, it makes a great point. It's something we debated today in our pre-show meeting, and we were discussing it. We brought it to the show today, and Dog fans are chiming in.
No gimmicks.
Hey, man, appreciate you as always. Enjoy the – I don't even know if this is a week off. Are you chilling this weekend? Yeah. Or what are you doing this weekend?
I'm watching football, guys. You know, we got that agcsports.com, how the top 25 should look. I do a breakdown on all the teams, rank the SEC teams. I mean, right now it's a mess. You know,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Four or five teams right now, pick two out of a hat. They could be in the SEC chain. You know, is it LSU? You know, is it Ole Miss? How about Texas A&M just won on the road at Notre Dame?
Sure.
Hey, break up Vanderbilt, 31-7 on the road at South Carolina. You kidding
right.
me? Oh, yeah, they beat Alabama last year, too. So I'm just saying there's a lot of really good football teams, and it's very very NFL-like in the SEC right now.
You know why? Because it just means more.
Mike Griffith, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.